Dune is one of the most famous sci-fi books ever. The story of Paul Atreides' rise to power is widely read and been made into movies and TV shows. But this book is not the whole story of Dune. Frank Herbert wrote 6 Dune books, and it's only in these sequels that the true meaning of Dune is revealed. The Dune sequel books get weird. Paul's son transforms into a worm god and rules for thousands of years. Duncan Idaho gets resurrected hundreds of times. There's an invasion by dominatrixes from space and genetically modified cat people and chairs made out of living dogs. And each book is full of secret plots and abstract philosophical ideas. It would take many videos to fully explore these books. So first, what's the basic story? What happens in Frank Herbert's 6 Dune books? In Book 1, House Atreides takes over the desert planet Arrakis, land of sandworms and spice. But they're attacked by the Harkonnens and the Emperor. Paul Atreides unlocks a powerful mind that can see into the future. He becomes a religious leader to the native Fremen and falls in love with Chani. He defeats the Harkonnens and defeats Emperor Shaddam, and Paul becomes Emperor of the Universe. So Book 1 seems to be a classic story of a hero fulfilling his destiny and defeating evil. But in Book 2, Dune Messiah, Paul being Emperor is a disaster. The Fremen kill billions of people in their holy war, and Paul can't stop the violence. His religion is out of his control. A conspiracy of powerful people plot to destroy Paul, led by Gaius Mahayim and by Paul's wife, Princess Irulan, with a Spacing Guild navigator and a Tleilaxu face dancer, and Paul's own Fremen high priest. These guys have an elaborate plan to destroy Paul, using a cryptic dwarf called Bajaz, who manipulates a resurrected version of Duncan Idaho, who is now a Mentat philosopher with robot eyes. Paul knows there's a plot against him, but he allows some of their plan to happen anyway, because he's afraid of even worse possible futures happening instead. Seeing the future is a curse, a trap that takes away Paul's free will. Paul gets blinded by a nuclear weapon, so he relies on his visions to see, like Neo in The Matrix 3. Chani dies giving birth to twins, Leto II and Ganema. Paul wants to escape his grief and politics and destiny, so he walks into the desert to die. So in Dune Messiah, Paul's rise as a heroic leader turns out to have been a terrible mistake. He loses everything he loves and gets billions of people killed. The message is that religious and political leaders are dangerous. Blindly following a messiah or a vision or plan can lead to disaster. Book 3 is Children of Dune. Paul's sister Alia rules the universe on behalf of young Leto and Ganema, but Alia's mind gets possessed, taken over by the memory of the Baron Vladimir Harkonnen. Turns out that the Baron was Alia and Paul's grandfather, and his personality corrupts Alia's mind and leads her government into decline. It turns out that changing the environment of Arrakis to have water and plants is a disaster, because without desert, there's no sandworms and no spice, and Fremen desert culture starts to die. Paul turns out to be still alive as a mysterious desert preacher. He criticizes the Atreides religion and government, but ends up getting stabbed to death by his own priests. When Cicia Carino, the daughter of the old Emperor Shaddam, plots against the Atreides, she tries to kill Leto and Ganema with laser tigers, so Leto fakes his own death and gets super high in the desert to unlock his mind, and Leto sees a possible future that could save humanity from extinction, a plan called the Golden Path. Leto transforms his own body so he'll become part sandworm and will rule the universe for thousands of years. Jessica deals with the Carinos by converting their heir to the Bene Gesserit, Alia kills herself to kill the Baron within her, and Worm Boy Leto becomes Emperor. Leto's plan will apparently save the human species, but to be the savior, he has to give up his humanity and become a monstrous tyrant. Dune rejects the heroic messiah, Paul, and instead turns to a darker, more complicated leader. Book 4 is God Emperor of Dune, set thousands of years after the previous books. Leto rules the universe with an iron fist. His plan, the Golden Path, is to oppress humanity for thousands of years, to teach the species to want freedom, to grow stronger and to think for ourselves. Leto also breeds the Atreides bloodline to create Siona Atreides. Siona has a special gene that makes her invisible to people who can see the future, so Siona's genes will free humanity from the control of prescient people. Leto falls in love with a woman called Hui. Trapped in his monstrous worm body, Leto is tormented by the loss of his humanity, his tragic self-sacrifice to save the species. Over the centuries, Leto resurrects Duncan Idaho over and over, and he allows Duncan and Siona to rebel against him. He teaches Duncan and Siona so they grow strong enough to eventually destroy him. In the end, Duncan and Siona kill Leto by using the blind obedience of Nayla, a fanatic of Leto's religion. Leto's dying body rejuvenates the sandworms and spice on Arrakis, and humanity is finally freed from his control. After millennia of oppression, humanity bursts out across the universe in the Scattering, a mass migration into space. Humanity expands and evolves to save it from stagnation and extinction, just as Leto planned. His Golden Path gives humanity a universe of infinite possibilities. Book 5, Heretics of Dune, is set another 1,000 years in the future. The Bene Gesserit control much of the old empire, but a new threat comes from the Scattering. The Honored Matres are a wild offshoot from the Bene Gesserit, who use sex to enslave people. The Bene Gesserit train a girl called Shiana, who can control sandworms, and they hope to breed her with a new resurrected Duncan Idaho, and to use her as a religious force to control people. But there's also a plot by the Tleilaxu, a bunch of religious genetic scientists who look like creepy grey elves. The Tleilaxu secretly modified this new Duncan, giving him special sex powers that terrify the Honored Matres. Bene Gesserit leader Terraza uses Duncan to lure the Honored Matres into destroying the planet Arrakis, because by killing the planet's sandworms, they destroy the remnants of Emperor Leto's consciousness and end his influence on the universe. The Bene Gesserit take a sandworm to make spice on their own planet called Chapter House. Terraza is helped by Miles Teg, a legendary Atreides Mentat soldier who sacrifices himself and dies on Arrakis. In Book 6, Chapter House Dune, the Honored Matres rampage across the Empire, hunting to exterminate the Bene Gesserit. The Bene Gesserit go into hiding on the planet Chapter House, under the leadership of Dawi Odredi, an unusually rebellious Reverend Mother who wants her sisterhood to change and evolve to survive this crisis. Odredi creates a young clone of Miles Teg, who is her father, and she trains a captured Honored Matre, Mabella, to be a Bene Gesserit. Mabella and Duncan fall in love. Teg leads an attack on the Honored Matres, but the Matres defeat Teg with a secret weapon, and they kill Odredi. So Mabella infiltrates and takes over the Honored Matres from within. Then she merges the Honored Matres with the Bene Gesserit, assimilating them to create a new, stronger sisterhood. Mabella has changed, so Duncan decides to leave her. He and Shiana steal a spaceship and escape the Sisterhood, along with the last living Tleilaxu master and a secret group of Jewish people and some sandworms and a Van Gogh painting. Together, they start a new journey, free, in the infinite universe. In the final chapter, we see a mysterious elderly couple called Daniel and Marty. These two are apparently advanced face dancers from the Scattering who escaped the control of the Tleilaxu, But Daniel and Marty also seem to represent the author, Frank Herbert, and his wife, Beverly. As they work in their garden, they break the fourth wall a little, chatting about June's characters and the unfinished plot lines like the Tleilaxu. They admit that the characters got away from them. They are now beyond the author's control. The book ends with a loving tribute to Bev, who died the previous year. And the year after publication, Frank died. So Frank never wrote a neat final conclusion to the June series, but this open-ended last chapter fits the central themes of June. The characters get freedom and self-determination. Not even the author controls them anymore. And Daniel and Marty in their garden show the simple human warmth that is the emotional heart of June. Dune was never really about the plot as much as it's about the ideas. A philosophy of the mind, of thinking, of politics, technology, of how to live in a chaotic universe. So we're making a video called The Philosophy of Dune to explore the themes and big ideas of the series. We're also going to cover the new Game of Thrones TV show, House of the Dragon, which is based on a book called Fire and Blood. Fire and Blood and the entire Dune series are available on audiobook. You can get any one of these for free right now at audible.com/ASX. Sign up for a Premium Plus trial membership, and you can choose an audiobook to keep, even if you cancel the trial. You could get the Dune audio collection, with readings and commentary by Frank Herbert himself. Membership also includes unlimited access to thousands of audiobooks and shows in the Audible Plus catalogue. Sign up at audible.com/ASX or text ASX to 500-500. Thanks for watching, and thanks to the patrons, including JLee60, Micah Prude, Reuven Dewender, Hill1030, Dylan Elliott, and Rilhon. Cheers.